You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Remarkably Remote, a microcast from GoToMeeting. Webinars to staff meetings, clients' calls, and virtual coffees. Listen to Remarkably Remote for tips on hosting meetings of all varieties. Head to GoToMeeting.com/tips and listen in on how to make remote work work.
The most interesting thing in tech is Apple's acquisition of NextVR. It's a company that makes partnerships with sporting leagues and then allows you to watch, for example, basketball games in virtual reality. And the story stuck out to me for a couple of reasons. The first and most interesting is, what the heck is Apple doing in VR? Obviously, AR, augmented reality, has been a part of their software announcements for quite a while. You can use your iPhone for all kinds of AR extensions. It may not be growing as fast as many people thought, but it's a big deal. But VR is different. Maybe it's the case that Apple is going to release a VR headset, as has been rumored for next year. Seems more likely with today's news. Or I think this is probably the bet. There's something in the patents that NextVR has, in the employees, in the excellence they have in creation of VR content. There's something that Apple wants to translate to their AR offerings. But I wouldn't rule out the possibility that they're making a headset. Second thing, Apple apparently bought it for about $100 million. A lot of money. Not for Apple, but still a lot of money. NextVR, though, had raised $115 million. So the investors are not getting wiped out, but they're not making anything like the return they wanted, and many of them are presumably underwater. So that's not a good sign for the VR industry. Obviously, the people who made Oculus, sold it to Facebook for a ton of money, did really well. Since then, the VR industry has not lived up to the hype, or lived up to the promise would be a less cynical way of putting it. Why is that? Well, there's still technological problems. There's still the latency and the lag, still the kind of frustrating experience of having it on your head, the strange feeling you get when you take one off. But there have been incredible applications built for VR. Why do we not all use them? I suspect the main reason is that we just haven't figured out the killer use. At some point, someone will, and VR will become more mainstream than it has. Last thing, why aren't we having a VR revolution right now? If there was ever a moment for virtual reality, you would think it might be right now. While we're all at home, we're all locked away from other people, it would be great if we could travel and be with each other, even in virtual worlds. But we're not. VR gaming is still a big thing. Have you bought an Oculus headset since this started? Are you using it? Probably not. So it's a reminder, as I said about a minute ago, that VR just isn't quite there yet. There's some narrow applications, but we haven't figured out the broad use. Maybe Apple, if it continues down this road, will be the ones to figure it all out, or somebody else. In any case, here I am in two dimensions. I wish I could come to you in VR. Maybe one day. See you later.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.